Good morning. Dogecoin mania hits a high in India. Brokers reap big profits amid pandemic. FPIs take shelter in defensives in a COVID-hit economy. And India COVID wave cripples Wall Street back offices. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the markets. The trade setup on Dalal Street looked strong as Nifty futures on Singapore Exchange traded with gains, in a sign of strength ahead on Dalal Street. Stocks in other Asian markets opened slightly higher. In overnight trade, US equity indices gained on positive economic data. In currencies, the rupee strengthened by 13 paise against the US dollar to end at 73.78, while the greenback held losses. And in commodities, oil prices reversed gains under pressure from rising COVID-19 infections in India and elsewhere. Domestic gold prices surged by 239 rupees to 46,992 rupees per 10 grams in Mumbai retail market on Thursday on strong global cues. Silver jumped by 465 rupees to 69,300 rupees per kg. The Dogecoin mania has reached Indian cryptocurrency exchanges. Named after a meme of the Japanese dog breed Shiba Inu, and with supporters including Tesla's Elon Musk, the cryptocurrency has risen over 10 times in the last 3 months, with its market value standing at almost $80 billion as of Thursday. Indian cryptocurrency exchanges are now witnessing record-breaking trading volumes of Dogecoin, causing massive surge in traffic on these platforms. Stockbroking firms have emerged among the biggest beneficiaries of the disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, with retail investors trading in various securities like never before in the past few months. Profits of various top stock brokers have more than doubled in FY21, driven by a 50-75% jump in revenues despite challenges around stricter upfront margin norms. FPI's enthusiasm for business-as-usual stocks in India that rely on normal mobility has dwindled as the second wave of the pandemic has crippled the economy. Instead, overseas investors that own more than one-fifth of India's market value are now buying up the traditional defensives, products one can't live without. Accordingly, consumer staples and IT stocks are back on FPI buy list, while banking, financial services and auto counters are seeing outflow of foreign money. As COVID infections surge across Bangalore and much of India, work-from-home arrangements that have sustained Wall Street's back-office operations for months are coming under intense strain. A growing number of employees are either sick or scrambling to find critical medical supplies such as oxygen for relatives or friends. Standard Chartered said about 800 of its 20,000 staffers in India were infected. As many as 25% of employees in some teams at UBS are absent. At Wells Fargo offices in Bangalore and Hyderabad, work on co-branded cards, balance transfers and reward programs is running behind schedule. The second wave of pandemic in India, which is worsening day by day, could cost the country dearly if it does not peak in May, according to economists and analysts at ratings agency S&P. According to them, in a severe scenario, that is if the second wave peaks in late June instead of what some believe to be May, Indian economy will lose $210 million, which is about 1,575 crore rupees of output on a daily basis. And lastly, a SEBI panel has suggested that corporate foundations and political and religious organizations should not be allowed to list on the social stock exchange. The panel said that both for-profit and not-for-profit organizations should be allowed to tap the social stock exchange, provided they can demonstrate that social intent and impact are their primary goals and such intent is demonstrated through their focus on eligible social objectives for the underserved or less privileged populations or regions. The country's largest two-wheeler maker, Hero MotoCorp, has reported an increase of 39% in its standalone net profit for the fourth quarter that ended in March. Net profit was at 864.9 crore rupees, beating analysts' expectations. Private lender IDBI Bank expects just about 2% of its individual and MSME borrowers to seek restructuring under the central bank window that allows borrowers with up to 25 crore rupees of exposure to avail the facility. Microfinance firm Credit Access Grameen reported 83% growth in consolidated net profit at 65 crore rupees for the fourth quarter. That was despite higher write-offs and additional provision to cover the likely asset stress ahead. Adani Transmission plans to invest 3,000 crore rupees in its transmission business and 1,500 crore rupees in the Mumbai electricity distribution business in 21-22, as it aims to continue its expansion plan. Do also check out more than 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!